News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the Anchor Desk. And thank you so much for joining us. Lynn Hall is our fabulous producer, making sure everything goes swimmingly this morning. On the news line with us now, Rachel Herman is here, the Community Food Initiatives Coordinator at the Union County Food Hub, and that's at the Miller Center. She's also with the Union Snyder Community Action Agency. So, Rachel, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
I really do appreciate it. Let's do at the beginning that which we'll do at the end is promote a race and a walk, a fundraising and awareness raising race and walk this weekend. So please tell us about the 5K that's taking place this weekend.
The Hunger Coalition is hosting a 5K and all abilities walk at the Miller Center this Saturday, April 22nd. The walk starts at 8 a.m. and the walk starts at 9 a.m. and the run at 8 a.m. Start and finish line is the courtyard at the Miller Center right in Lewisburg.
All right, so that is the walk, and we want folks to go to runsignup.com if they want to register in advance. You can sign up the day of if you so choose, but runsignup.com, you know, a lot of folks, these competitive runners, like to really get organized and look for Hunger Coalition 5K, which leads us to the next question. Tell us about the occupation that you have, what your work is, and the Hunger Coalition, please.
So like you said, my title is the Community Food Initiatives Coordinator at the Union Snyder Community Action Agency. So I work for CAA on all of the different food access initiatives that we have. That includes the Hunger Coalition and the Food Hub at the Miller Center. So those are really cool opportunities for me to be a part of and trying to build community-wide food solutions in our counties, in Union Snyder counties. So the Hunger Coalition itself is a network of people in Union and Snyder counties comprised of people who are distributing food like at food pantries on a monthly basis, people who are producing food like our local farmers and our community gardens who want to be getting their harvest to people who need it the most. We have community volunteers who are just care about the issue and have been using their time to contribute to the efforts to address food insecurity. And then we have staff like myself from the Community Action Agency and other social service agencies and nonprofits in the area who it's their job, their day-to-day job, to make sure that everybody in our area is well fed. So we bring all of these people together at the Hunger Coalition to work towards community food or community-wide food solutions.
We haven't talked about this since its initiation, but the Food Hub at the Miller Center, explain what's happening.
So the Food Hub, it's in the kitchen at the Miller Center. We use that space to collect food donations and then redistribute out to our food access programs who are on the Hunger Coalition and through the pop-up produce stand that we host at the Miller Center as well. So we take in community food drives and retail donations, sort it, and then get it out to the programs and the people who need it most.
And if I'm talking about food insecurity around here, I may say, well, I know about the backpack programs, and fortunately that exists at all the schools around here. But there's a whole lot more to the hunger problem and the solutions. So give us a glimpse of what the food insecurity image looks like around here and solutions.
So we do have a strong network of food programs in this area. We've actually done the numbers. It's over 40 food access programs in Union Center counties, and that includes backpack programs, community hot meals, the regular food pantries, and all of those are working to get food to people on a supplemental basis. So there are, of course, other government programs that are aimed at addressing food insecurity, like food stamps or SNAP, as its literal name, but our food pantries and our other programs in the area are working to supplement that food resource.
Why is this so important to attack this issue? You know that there's tons of eager people and agencies and individuals who want to help around here. Why is it so important that you identify food insecurity?
from a basic issue, everybody needs food to survive, right? And the fact that we have 10% of the population in both Union and Snyder counties are defined as food insecure, meaning that they don't have enough food, nutritious food, to live a healthy lifestyle. So that fact alone, that there are upwards of 8,000 people in our counties who don't have enough food, you should care about that. But also the impacts that it has on long-term health, and looking at addressing food access and food insecurity from like a preventative healthcare measure is also important. So we consider how the food that people are getting at the food pantries, at the grocery stores, at the farmers markets can contribute to chronic health diseases and actually preventing those chronic health diseases as well.
This Saturday at the Miller Center, 8 a.m. for the 5K race and 9 a.m. for the All Abilities Walk. You'll have information about the food insecurity in our area and all of the different efforts to address these issues. Tell us about the All Abilities Walk, this fun walk this Saturday.
We have the 5K, the traditional 3.1 miles out on the Buffalo Valley Rail Trail and through Brook Park Farms neighborhood, but the All Abilities Walk is a 1 mile out and back on the Buffalo Valley Rail Trail. Again, it's completely paved, so any kind of wheelchairs or motorized scooters or bicycles are allowed on that and easy to navigate on there. So that has the same start and finish line as the 5K right at the courtyard at the Miller Center.
And maybe this will be a great coalescing of really everything you're doing. You'll probably get a lot of the agencies and individuals represented that you get to work with on a regular basis. And it is a fundraiser. It's $20 for the race, the 5K, and $10 for the walk. But explain what you think the atmosphere will be like. I just sense a party with people pulling for, addressing a big need around here.
One of the best part of my job is that everybody who's on the Hunger Coalition is just very good people to be around. And the 5K is going to be one of those places where we can get together. So last year, it was a really community building event as well as the fundraiser. So we have some outreach tables that will be on the courtyard. The Evans Mobile Medical Unit will be on the courtyard. And so it's just a way to all to get together on a Saturday morning. I'm hoping that the weather will hold out for us. I think it will be a pleasant morning, at least on Saturday. So excited just to be in community with everyone and raise some funds for the Hunger Coalition itself.
One of those good people you work with is Drew Kelly, who told us about this event, so we thank him for that.
Absolutely.
Now, is he going to run or help set up? Because he works at the Miller Center, helping with their good communication and outreach. Do you know?
I hope he'll be there at 6 a.m. Right. With me setting everything up. We'll see, though.
Set up. Okay, fantastic. I'll mention the Miller Center, Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Evangelical Community Hospital, Geisinger Miller Center Confabulation, the Lewisburg Farmers Market, Giant Company, Service First Federal Credit Union, Evangelical Community Hospital, Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, WNL Dealerships, and Collision Center for their sponsorship. Well, we said we'd mention the race and walk at the beginning, and now we're at the end. So, Rachel, just reiterate what's happening this Saturday in Lewisburg.
This Saturday, April 22nd, we have the 5K and All Abilities Walk. Starts and ends at the Miller Center in Lewisburg. The 5K begins at 8 a.m. and the walk at 9 a.m. And you can still register online at runsignup.com or in person the day of the race.
Fantastic. And the rest, MillerCenterLewisburg.com has information about this. And union-snydercaa.org, the Union Snyder Community Action Agency, also has the information about this posted on their website. Well, Rachel, I know that you're doing a fantastic job addressing these topics, so thank you for all you're doing. And we hope a lot of people see you on Saturday.
Thanks so much for giving me the time to talk about it.
You bet. That is Rachel Harmon, Community Food Initiatives Coordinator at the Union County Food Hub at the Miller Center. She works with the Union Snyder Community Action Agency as well. Again, union-snydercaa.org for their Hunger Coalition information and this weekend's 5K and All Abilities Walk.